Strays was on Punch Me, Kiss with Raj. In Brudge. Seeing the arrival of Vasant Panchami in this season of spring. Bhagwan. With all the Sakhas and Sakhis, he prays to them. He says, when this season of spring comes, then you should respectfully receive the season. Welcome. How should the season be welcomed? At that time, all the early Vrajavasis, they said that this yellow turban should be tied on all the Vrajavasis. In Braj, if you want to respect someone, then you should take a turban and keep it in front of them. This means you're respecting that person so much. Say when this turban is offered to them, sign of great respect. So then Krishna told all the Vrajavasis that all of the elderly Vrajavasis should wear yellow turbans and all the Sakhas should wear yellow cloth. Krishna always wears his Pithambar, which is yellow in color. And today, all the Sakhis should wear yellow cloth as well. So why? Because it is necessary to respect the king. And see, the king of all seasons is spring. There are six seasons. This is the summer season, the rainy season, the autumn season, spring season. So spring is the king of all six seasons, which appears in the last. When the season is not respected, then he will trouble you so much. There. Say if this cold enters inside anyone's body, then that person can never survive. He'll be paralyzed because there's no heat inside his body. And they say if this king of all seasons is respected, then this cold which has entered one's body will be driven out. The king of all seasons says, just listen to me, leave his body. He should also say that heat should not disturb anyone. In the rainy season, should not disturb anyone. Saying all of you are my subjects. You should listen to me. Anyone who doesn't respect the king, then what will happen? Like you say, if you don't follow the Indian constitution, then what will happen? Like here, if you wave the Pakistani flag, what will happen then? They'll put you in prison, saying, how did you get this flag, Pakistani flag here? You should hoist the Indian flag. So this Indian flag is always hoisted. Just three colors. So according to the constitution, one should act. Bhagavan himself doesn't transgress this etiquette. So in the same season of spring came, the Ravana was very happy. He said, that time all the fields full of yellow flowers. Prithi Devi, to welcome Krishna, she decorates the entire with yellow flowers. Wherever you look, you'll see yellow flowers everywhere. Why? Krishna has respected this season so much. He tells the Sakhas, he tells, listen to me. When we go cowherding, if you don't respect the king, what will the king do? Will he punish someone? Do we fear the king? We should not transgress this regulation. We should respect the personality as much as he desires, by which he will always carry out all his duties. And if you do not respect, then if you do not respect them, that person will not be able to do seva properly. Then you say, this is Rituraj, so he has his responsibility of conducting the functions of all the other five seasons. So this spring season is made happy, and all the seasons are also made happy. So from today, you see, the colors are thrown on each other. This festival is holy is celebrated. But this is secondary. What is primary? There it is, Shrimati Radharani. The Vrajadevi is. When the six seasons arrive, the time, this Vasanta Ritu was made the king of all seasons. So the time, where this king have this power to empower the other seasons, one person is made the king, then, you see, even though he is the king still, someone else carries out his administrative affairs. It's like saying everything is yours, but the key is with me. You say someone, you are the Mahanta, you are the Malik. But you'll have to listen to according to how I say. You'll have to follow what I say, but still you are the owner. But everything I say, you'll have to follow. So you respect that person so much, but he listens to everything you have to say. It's like pointing a gun to someone's head and make him act according to how you wish. So I say, spring became the king of all seasons, Rituraj. So he said, you have made me life of life, king of all seasons. How can I look after my kingdom? Not just in one place, the entire world, the entire universe. There are millions of universes. He has made the king of all universes. He said, I have nothing, so will I serve? Will I look after everyone? How can I conduct everything accordingly? So then he took shelter. Shelter of Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. In Krishna he said, see, one is not empowered, then he cannot do anything. People will squash him. They will crush him. They'll just do something for his maintenance, for his food. But see, if you just feed some, if you feed a bull something, then it will plow the field. Similarly, you made someone the mantra, put turban on his head, put tilak, but still, you say, oh, you're the mantra, you carry out these responsibilities, you do everything. Day and night, the man is driven crazy. So similarly, if you want to make someone engaged, then give him a nice position. You give him a nice position, and then he'll be very happy. They say he'll be very happy with the post he has been given. Now this Vasanta Raj, Rituraj, he understood. When he took shelter of Krishna, then Krishna said, you do one thing. But now that you have come in my shelter, then I'll show you one nice way. I'll show you the good way. You take the dust of Vraj and you put it all over yourself. You roll in the dust of Vraj and you'll get all strength, power. You'll never lose. No one will ever defeat you. Always win under all circumstances. Because you have to listen to everything I say. Because I'm always with you as well. I'm always there to help you. This, he was the king, but still, will he roll in the dust of Vraj? Will he take this dust and put all of himself? One is a prince. See, he is very proud. Or, Prabhupada bhai mat kahe nahi. Thoda sa pad mil jaye. Just it's a little potion. He was very proud. And here comes his Kamandacharya. He becomes the Acharya of pride. See, they have these different titles. Devacharya, and some say I'm Kamandacharya. I'm the Acharya of all these proud people. So, and this Ritraj, he was thinking, come to this coward boy. And what is this coward boy saying? Until now, he was calling him Krishna Kanhaiya Gopal Govind. And now he was saying, now that I've come to this coward boy, so instead of going to him, I should go to Narayan, not to Vishnu Bhagavan. Why did I come here to this boy? And he's telling me to roll in the dust here, take this dust over myself. And he's saying, I'll get all power by this dust. So he was very surprised. So he was thinking within his mind, he was very disturbed. Like you see, a person, he has become a sadhu. He puts tilak mala and then he says, Guruji, yo, give me kanti mala. And then he shows his own mala to everyone, his tilak. He has very thick beads, bracelets, armlets. There is a nose ring. And then he shows himself, saying, I know I've achieved Sadguru. And the day that Guru says that, oh, you wash the pots, you sweep the floor, then he says, oh Guruji, I'm sadhu, and being your disciple, you're giving me all these things to do. You're giving me this order. You're giving me this order, you'll be insulted. He said, yes, I'll be insulted. You make me renowned. So go wash pots now, sweep the floor, sweep the drain, clean the drain. Saying, Guruji, I cannot do this. And he said, oh Guruji, your intelligence has become dull now because you're very old. No, you cannot change. So you give me this title, this position, and you sweep the floor, and you clean the pots, Guruji. I'll just sit here now. And Guruji said, all right, I made a nice disciple now. And say, oh Guruji, why did you, if you cannot maintain me, then why did you make me a disciple? If you cannot serve me, then why did you make me your disciple? So say, like Guru, like disciple. Both of them meet the same fate. So this Vasantaraj came, this king of all seasons, and there he saw that he was being welcomed everywhere. So he became proud. Then everyone was wearing yellow turban, everyone was wearing yellow cloth. And the entire field became yellow. Everyone was so happy. And everywhere you see, no, he was saying no one is covering himself with this dust. So Krishna, what did he do? He made sure this dust would cover the spring season. Because the spring season personified, he will not touch this dust. Like now you see, now there are beauty parlors everywhere. Especially if any lady wants to go out, first she'll go to the beauty parlor. Then she'll get a manicure and a pedicure, and she'll dress herself very nicely, put makeup on, and then she'll leave. So this is what's going on nowadays. So Vasantaraj also, he was saying, am I any less? I'm also the king of all seasons. So he said, alright Krishna, no. Krishna said, alright, he's going to be proud now. And he told the Sakhas. And the Sakhas, they took this dust. And they took this dust and this cow dung. And you see, there's no shortage of cow dung in Braj. So if Krishna is yawning, then you see, even if he shows the end, all the universe in his mouth, he shows the things, so ghost has possessed him. So then feed him some cow dung, make him drink some cow urine. Then mix some curd, milk, rice, give him this panchagavya, and Brahmins say, bathe him, get the tail of a cow and wave this tail of a cow on his head. So Krishna said, now eaten enough cow dung, now eaten enough, now drank enough cow urine, now I'll make others also do the same. I'll make the others also drink cow urine and drink cow dung, eat cow dung. So Krishna, by the movement of his eyes, then the Sakas, they said, here, take this gobar, here, take this cow dung, cow urine, this dust, and they start throwing it at the spring season, spring personified. Therefore, as long as this dust of Raj doesn't cover one, then you say, there was one disciple of Prabhupada, Sri Thakur. He was more than 90 years old. As soon as Aarti would start, Maharaj would go for Aarti. Then when Kirtan would be going on, all the devotees would be dancing. Then Maharaj would be rolling all the way from all the way across the temple hall. He was so old age, he was in such old age that still he would come everywhere. He would roll in the dust of every place and come to Vraj Mandal. So this Acharya was Bhaguchabad. Bhakti Deva Lord Lomi was Swami Maharaj. Therefore, just by seeing such sadhus, ultimately one's heart will become very pure. So, sadhus are so pure. Once, some devotees, they came to Praj in Kartik, and they wore like this white silken cloth. And they tied this turban, this dhoti chadar turban. And Maharaj, he said, why have you worn such nice cloth? Are you trying to attract others with such nice cloth, silken cloth? He said, then the parikrama is going on. Then you go to Nandavati, roll in the dust of Raj, take this dust of Raj and smear it all over your body. Then I'll understand that you have come to Raj. And you desire this mercy. You come to show off. To who? Even if you have money, you have nice cloth, still just by wearing such cloth, you think, now I'm the king. So then Guruji, he would. You see, Sanatana Goswami had one shawl that he was given to him by his brother-in-law, Sri Kanto. And then Mahaprabhu was looking at the shawl, wasn't happy. Then Sanatana Goswami understood Mahaprabhu's intentions. And there he went on the bank of the Ganga, there was some old beggar, some mendicant. He took his own and torn shawl and he gave his shawl in exchange. And then Mahaprabhu became very happy seeing him with this. Vairagi should sustain only on fruits and roots. If he is going to be dependent on others, then his Krishna Bhakti will go away. And if he cannot control his the food he eats, then how will he control his himself and his urges? So they say, Sritaraji came and the Sakas started playing. And they started taking his dust and they started throwing this dust on each other. And they say, when this dust is being thrown, even those who are nearby, they'll also, this dust will also touch them. They say, if the king has come, he should be respected. They said, oh king, everything is very nicely decorated. So Sakas, they start creating out of mischief. The more they run far away, then the more the spring season would go behind, then it came all the way to the border of Raj. They said, I'll just stay here. Because no one knows how to respect people here in Praj. They don't know how to respect me. They're all very mischievous, these Sakhas. Where did I come now? He was thinking. He said, better I go to Vishnu Lok, where etiquette is followed, Maryada, Sadachar. Better to go to Vaikuntha than come to Vraj. But it is not by ordinary austerities. You cannot cross over Maya and go anywhere else. You cannot just force yourself into any place. You cannot force yourself into Vaikuntha. And Krishna, he understood. He told his sakas that if anyone comes, then one person doesn't surrender so easily. As long as he's very proud, arrogant, now will he surrender. So will he change when you take his position away? So if he want to engage him, then a lot of love, you should use them. Or else, if they run away, then the life of life, they lose everything. See, just in, they didn't worship Indra and they worshiped Giriraj. Indra became so upset. They gave Indra this portion. Krishna gave him everything. But still, you see how proud he was. For 7 days, he showered so much rain on all the Rajavasis. So many things to them. Even then, he didn't say anything. Because when he's lost his strength, what can he do? And now there was no value, he had no strength. Like you see in Arjun, he had this Gandiv and he was a very great warrior. And then Dharaka was sunk into the ocean. The time when Arjuna was bringing all the wives of Krishna, then all these Gurjars, the coward men, they came and they stole all the wives of Krishna away. Arjuna tried fighting the back, but they took his Gandiv and they beat him with the Gandiv. So Krishna had given him the strength. So therefore Krishna, he said, if you come here to Vraj, roll in this dust of Vraj. Cover yourself with this dust of Vraj. Or else you will not get the Shakti. So become humble and meek, like dust itself. So Mahaprabhu, he would say, Mahaprabhu, he said that, oh Nandanandan, son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your fallen servant. Kindly accept me. I'm fallen. No, I'm fallen from my position. So what should you do? Kindly give me a place at your lotus feet. You don't take shelter at your lotus feet. Similarly, know that you should accept me. Now that I've taken shelter at your lotus feet, may I be a particle of dust at your lotus feet. You know, you could have prayed, oh, I want to be a flower at lotus feet. No, see, dust has this humility. See, everyone steps on dust. Similarly, so many sevaks in Krishna's lotus feet. So kindly also make me one of those sevaks. So then Krishna, he said, and what did he do? And he told Vasantara Sridhar, he invited and he made him sit on a singhasan. He respected him. And then Krishna, he saw that we'll have to change him. Then we'll have to be merciful to him. Or else he will not change. Because if one gets a little position, but then he'll become very proud. And this way, and everyone, they put this mala chandan, they welcomed him. And then he started dancing, started doing kirtan. Therefore, it's called Vasanti Ras. So when the sakhas start playing on all their musical instruments, their veena, shinga, this bugle, all these other instruments, they start doing kirtan. And Krishna, he starts singing from the fifth note. He started playing on his flute in the fifth note. Sometimes he takes Venu, sometimes Murli, sometimes Vamsi. And when he was playing on his flute, you see the sky became full of so many planes. And all the Gandharvas and Kinnaras, all of them started dancing. So he listened to them playing on his flute. The river stopped flowing. And then the whirlpools were created inside the river. And the trees and plants, they started shedding honey. And the cows and calves were eating grass. They stopped eating grass. Cows were trying to chew grass, but could not swallow. Even the calf was drinking milk from its mother, but even the milk was drooping down. So I say, Dhritaraj, his pride was smashed. Because Amritamai Rasamai Krishna, he is Rasik Chudamani. He has never relished this rasa. This is Rituraj. He had this conception, I am Rituraj, I am Vasantaraj. No one is greater than me. I conduct everything. If I desire, then I can make a place very hot. I can make a place very cold. I can cause so much rain in any place. Because I am the king. And Krishna heard the Vamsidhani, the sound of his flute, and when he heard when he saw Sakas singing and dancing, then he saw all the devatas came. And all the Gandharvas, Kinnaras, they all started showering flowers. And all the devis, they became unconscious. They fell on the ground. They fell on the laps of their husbands. On listening to Krishna's Vamsi. The trees and creepers are shedding honey. No. See, if a swan comes anywhere, then. See, if a swan comes anywhere, then there's a duck which says, oh, I'm also white, you're also white. Then the swan says, you're a duck, you're a hypocrite. So the swan actually spoke to the crane, not the duck. So the crane, what does it do? It stands on one leg, it closes its eyes, and as soon as it sees some fish, it eats that fish. But the swan, what does it do? It only eats the stem of the lotus. But the crane is very hypocritical. It likes eating fish, these worms, insects. It closes its eyes and everyone, they think it's meditating, but actually it's looking for its prey, for its fish. Its habits are also very dirty. But the swan is like the king of all birds. So Dhritaraj was thinking that although I'm the king, I was not so happy. But now that I've come to Vraj, and I'm seeing all the Vrajavasis, I'm listening to their kirtan, I'm listening to this Vamsidhani, the flute of Krishna's flute playing, and listening to him play these different melodies on his flute. Then all the Rajkishoris, they have appeared in groups. And they, by the different melody, beats, and chanda, meters, they started singing these different kirtans. And Dhritaraj, he was thinking, no. No, I have no place anywhere. No one even cares about me. Before, so if you worship someone, you respect them, then you'll have to see first, is he qualified or not? Really, is he has this, does he have this capacity to tolerate? So then he saw, no one has even bothered to ask him anything. No, he did not even have this ability to go anywhere. one, he said. Then, if anyone does sadhana, and then by doing sadhana, even if he dies in an immature state, falls away from the path of bhakti, then he leaves his path of bhajan bhakti. Then Bhagwan, he again gives this opportunity for them to take birth in a nice family. He gives them birth in a nice family. But he's given them all facilities, but still, if he's, then he becomes a debauchee and he becomes a great nuisance to society. It is also the bad things. I mean, what use is he? Therefore, Prabhu, he says, when he was made Rituraj, it's given this position. So first, his training should be accepted and given to him, by which he will not, because he is not experienced yet. If you give this position to someone who is not qualified, then what will happen? Once during Kartik, Gurudev returned from the parigram quickly. So he went to bathe. So I would come and massage Maharaj, it was Kartik, it was cold. And I said, oh, I was going alone. So some new boy going, I said, come, let's go to Gurudev. He said, yes. And then he said, yes. Oh, my good fortune. He went there, started massaging Gurudev, took some hot water. But then Maharaj was very aged. So then I made all arrangements for Prasad. Then he was sitting there and he said, let's go. Now I want to ask something from Guruji. What will you ask? Say, no, I want to ask. Then Singh Maharaj wants to say something. Then he said, oh Guruji, I have a question. He said, oh Guruji, Rupan Sanatan Goswami, the Sat Goswamis who came to Vraj, did they ever have anyone massage them with this oil? Gurudev didn't say anything. Then I said, hey, you come with me. Then I locked the gate and I came inside. And Gurudev said, why did you bring such people here? Unqualified people. You see his condition. You see, the service was given to him for his welfare, life after life. He would have been corrected. Once if you don't give them the seva also, what do they stand to lose? Nothing. 33 million demigods are ready to serve them. You see, we are like animals in the forest. Still, we were saved. They gave us this opportunity to serve, to touch their bodies, to massage them. Or else, what difference does it make for them? Just see how proud this boy was. And he said, this is the dharma of sadhu. And when parikrama finished, then he's asking everyone, is this the nature of sadhu? Oh, he's taken sannyas, he's Acharya Guru. Then they're doing like this, so what we do? So just see what happened then. Then he came on the streets. Then he's wandering like a... Or then some vehicle came. And then vehicle crashed into him. Then he went to the hospital. Then the brahmacharis had to look after him. So they say, criticizing so much, they don't realize. Bhagavan, he gives mercy on the Paddhajivas. And then he gives this position as Rituraj, the king of all seasons. Someone's made Shiva, Vishnu, Brahma. He's given them this Adhikar. They're called administrative devatas. Adhikari Devata. This is Vasant Raju. He's Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. To make everyone happy. Then, that time, he already do. Sangeetros. So anyhow, he wanted them to accept these different gradations. Because Bhagavan, he goes cowherding, goes in the morning, returns in the evening. So at all times, he doesn't take all the sakas with him. Sometimes he takes the other servants with him also. There are different kinds. He gives them this different kind of siksha. For 8-10 hours, he is always with them. He is only playing with them, jumping around now. He accepts them and always and binds them in this bound of Pamta. And he gives them very good instructions. If you read the Bhagavad, then you can see. Baldev Prabhu and Krishna, they are sitting under the shade of a tree. Baldev Prabhu, Krishna asked him, "Oh Baldev Prabhu, can you please describe the glories of these trees to the Sakhas?" And Baldev Prabhu just say, "These trees, they are so tolerant. And they're giving us shade during the summer season. They're giving us such nice fruits. And say they're taking water from the ground by their roots. And they're giving us these nectarian fruits." So in every moment, Krishna is giving this siksha to everyone. Is making them very qualified. Engage them. By which there is nothing more to be had anywhere else. There's no use of accepting instructions anywhere else. Like we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his early childhood. He started this school. Thousands of students here. And they say, anyone who would be there with Mahaprabhu for 1 year, he'd become a Digvijayi Pandit. Say, yes, so much paravidya. So say, he was in Braj. Say, Vasantarishu came there the spring season. And say, for 2 months, kept him with them. And he gave very nice instructions. How should all be followed? You know, when the other seasons come, they should be respected. If you say the Manta, the king, doesn't have any knowledge, then what to do? So they say, one cannot respect others, he's only hungry for his respect, that I should be respected. I don't care for anyone else. Why are you not respecting me? Why didn't you respect me, receive me nicely? I was coming, why didn't you welcome me? Why didn't you put this asan for me? Why didn't you beat many drums and receive me? We challenge. But what have we done for the others? For the others, you see, we haven't even offered any flowers. So then who will care about us? So Krishna in Braj, he kept this Rituraj here. So this Vasanti Ras started during this time. Was his darshan? He showered so much rasa during this time. Nari Chagati Thakur is written in his Bhakti Ratnagar. It's a very wonderful book. When I read this book, I realized what Ras is, what Ras is. Was thinking of Ras means singing, dancing, embracing. So how is this Ras? People, you see, normally the people of this world, when they kiss and embrace each other, it seems they're happy. But then in the end they become miserable. So I read Bhakti Ratnakar, then I saw that one entire chapter, Nari Chakravarti Thakur, is described what this rasa is. Then when ras is heightened, it increases to a greater level, then it becomes ras. You see, Krishna, he's singing many different musical scales, meters, and then they say, all these are infused with this ras. Like Vasudeva Goswami said, Nikama Kalpataru Kritam Phalam Sukam Kadam Pratadrava Samyatam. So did Krishna, he was an Aishtik Brahmachari, did he kiss or embrace anyone? Did he dance with anyone? Then how did he give this rasa? He gave this rasa through his words. By his words, he gave this rasa. He showered this rasa. How? This very ripened fruit of this Vedanta. It's full of rasa, which has no seeds, no skin. And he picked it. He picked at it. Sukamukha amrita drava samyutam. Say this very fruit is composed of such amrit nectar. The liquefied nectar. Which should be drunk, not by the mouth. So will you drink this nectar? By the ears. Sukamukam Radrava Samitam Pivatam Bhagavatam Rasamahalayam. Drink this rasa. So will Sukadeva Goswami give it in our mouths to drink? Like you see sometimes, like a bird which cannot eat, then anyhow it chews on these worms and then gives the worms to its small birds, the fledglings. So Sukadeva Goswami do the same thing, then how did he make others drink this rasa? Therefore, Chakravarti Thakur, yes, and Nari Chakravarti Thakur is described very beautifully in his Bhakti Ratnakar. So since I read this description, I was thinking that Acharya has given such beautiful descriptions. So they say, you see, in any place you go to, even if you go to school, college, university, you'll have to listen. And when you listen, then you can understand something. Similarly, in the Shrat Parampara also, this Shruti Vidya is passed down through oral reception. Anyone who cannot lend his ears to a transcendental message is a fool. He cannot understand by his ears and what is he achieved in his life. One goes to school, college. If one goes to school and college, but if he cannot understand, if his senses are not working, then how will he pass or graduate in school and college? This is only like another example, mundane example. Similarly, in this line of devotion, if one cannot listen properly, then how will he advance? So they say, when Krishna did this last lila, he sang in the fifth note. One who has knowledge of these different musical scales, then you see, they'll know all these things. Today is also the appearance of Saraswati Devi. Saraswati. Seven notes, musical notes. Sa re ga ma pa da ni sa. So you can even go on higher pitch, but the basic constituents are the sa re ga ma pa da ni sa, the seven scales. So taking these musical notes, Jada Saraswati appeared. My Bhaktivinoda Thakur, yes, and Saraswati Krishna Priya Krishna Bhakti Tarhiya Vino there says a way of that Shuddha Saraswati. Who is she? She is Krishna Priya. Saraswati Krishna Priya. She has come to do this Krishna Bhakti. She has brought this Krishna Bhakti in her heart. She is my vaibhav. She will give Krishna Bhakti to the entire world, deliver everyone. So Krishna he saw that he cannot give Shiksha this way. You see, Sangeet Kirtan was going on everywhere. This way, this at every step, Krishna is showering this rasa. In such beautiful meters, sweet dancing. Just by seeing the sweet singing and dancing, even the goddesses then were in the sky, they fell unconscious in the laps of their husbands. And Sukadeva Goswami said even the lower garments loosened. They say became unconscious. And these cuckoos, they were also closing their eyes and they were like meditating on what they were hearing. It seemed they would fall from the branches. They became stunned in ecstasy. And you see the deer, they were just staring at Krishna, they were weeping so much, and still they were not moving from their places. They were in one place sitting there. So when Rituraj came, then Krishna started this Vasanti Ras. In the other ritus, the other seasons, Krishna he played on his flute, but say he didn't release this beach mantra. Sometimes he uttered one beach mantra but not the other one. When he was a boy, he used to utter this Omkar, but this he never used all the three beach mantras together. But today on this Vasanta Rituraj, Krishna, all the three beach mantras uttered by him. No, before he was Nanda Kishore. No, he was Naval Kishore. And then he made the Sakis more beautiful than even the Apsaras. When the Sakis came, they saw, who is this Krishna? He looks like Krishna, but his complexion is different. So who is this person? They asked him. So they said, just now we are playing near Govindakund, there is Mukutshila. And then if you go a little more, there is Saurikund. There is Sursen. He had a very nice garden there. There is Chandra Sarovar and there is Govardhan. And middle, Sursen. He had a very nice place there. They say this Chandra Sarovar Saurikund. Many nice gardens there. So he was saying the Sauri, they came from the garden. So no one knew who this was. But it's so attractive. I'm saying just see, his eyes are so beautiful. His shoulders are very nice. His palms of his hands, very reddish, he has long curly locks of hair. Just see his hair, so nicely decorated. See his peacock feather. There was a Murmukutamakrakrat see his kundal, earrings. They are describing all these things. And then gradually his form also changed. And what was this? You say the Shakti was infused, transferred inside their hearts. There they were dancing. Going to Tal Laiman. Then you go to Parikrama and get all this puchadi. Then you see it's like a stadium. It's like an arena there. There you see it's like an arena there. Rasmandal. And all the Sakasakis in Kadam Kandi. They start singing and dancing. And then they also start doing Kirtan. Meanwhile, they sat there. And Krishna again, he also started doing Kirtan. No one was accepting defeat. So Krishna, whatever he gave during the spring season, and Sukadeva Goswami is taking a little rasa. He has inundated the entire world. And if anyone will Shravan Kirtan is Vasanti Ras, their hearts will also become so pure and beautiful, decorated. Therefore, it is said, if one is a pure devotee of Krishna, Mukti Devi herself, standing behind folded hands, ready to serve him. See, all the divine qualities, all the good qualities appear in one person who is devotee of Krishna. Therefore, the arrival of the spring season means then, you see, all these prizes, gems, jewels are distributed during this time. So program starts then from today until holy, the 40 days. And for 40 days, Krishna starts playing this holy. Everyone should be covered by this dust of Raj. Should roll in this dust. He says, I'll not leave anyone. If you don't take this, then I'll cover you with this dust. If you go to Raj, you see, everyone's playing holy. You see it from today in Banki Vihari. They're playing holy. And they put such color that this color will not even go away. If this color comes on your skin, even it will not leave. See, in Braj there are seven colors. So he says, I'll put these seven colors on you. Except one color. That one color, you'll have to do tapasya for it. Or else you'll have to come with me. I'll also go worship. So Krishna, he comes from Nandagao. He comes for 9 days, he worships. And on Naomi, he gives darshan. And then, polen, chandan, kasturi, aguri, kumkum. Krishna, he applies everything on the Lord's feet of Srimati Radhika, and then he takes everything and he puts it on his body. So this is the only way to be pure, no other way to be pure. And then Dasami, he chants Nanda Bhavan. And they say, alright, now you have taught us how to worship. If you wouldn't have worshipped me, then how would I have known how to worship? Now that you have made us your disciples, so we'll also worship you now. And then all of them went there also. And then, Nanda Baba, he said, how come so many? So many gopis are coming here, no? They haven't bought sweets, nothing. They only bought itra, dulal, chandan, kasturi, kumkum, and all these different colors. Polen. No matter good Krishna go, no, you cannot hide anywhere. So then, all done away anywhere. And now there was no need to fear Nanda or Yashoda, because now so many gopis had come. Then when Krishna sat down, and they covered him with all these different colors. This dust of Raj. This way they're always rolling in this dust. Krishna is saying that the whole day and night I'm always rolling in this dust of Raj. Sunday's mother said, I won't take you on my lap because you're always rolling in the dust of Raj. She puts nice cloth on me and I throw this cloth away and roll in the dust of Raj. Take this dust put over my body. So Gopi said, now we'll nicely cover you with this dust. So then first they did so much puja. They applied, put so much Gulal Chandanitra. And before, they say when there's any cooking done, then underneath the pots, there's so much soot which is formed. Then the gopis, they take that soot, the black color, which forms at the base of pots, and they take that soot, that black color, and they mix it with ghee, and they put it all over Krishna's body, all over his face, all over his feet, all over his hands. Therefore, they look at Krishna and they say, it's Kalima. Kali Kamali Vali. He says, become very black. No. And when Yashoda comes to bathe Krishna, she thinks, how come he's become so dirty? Just see this black color is coming from his body. So the more they're trying to bathe Krishna, the more they're bathing him, bring Abhishek, the more this black color is coming out. Take besan, mix it with milk. Even the milk would become black on touching his body. So they say, Mother Yashoda was thinking, just see, even whole body has become black now. Said, Rohini, come here. Why has he become so black today? These girls, they've done so much puja apart. Then they've applied so many colors on him. These colors were washed away, but how come this black color is not going away? Just coming out more and more. So much water came from Pavansarovar and all the other kundas. Used all the milk in the house to bathe him. Still it's not going away. I said, call those girls. These girls, they know. And the girls came. And then what did they do? They made everything ready from before. They made all these different kinds of things ready. Like a bata bartan. And they applied it on Krishna. And then all the black color went away. And Krishna became very beautiful. Now he was Shamsundar. Now he was Shukanda Shekhar. Smeras Mundi Manor Radhika Rasika Mam Kripanidhi Supriya Charanam King Karim Guru. Now he was Shamsundar. So therefore, this was Vasantar Ritu came. Then Krishna, he opened his treasure house. Now we listen to our storage open. Nandiri Guru.